Hello, Dog Days podcasters, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi of Chuck Chat Freestyle at chuckchat.com. There we are. Just checking out the bell. Make sure it still works. This is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, which Craig Stepp came up in 2012 to challenge podcasters to create a podcast a day for the month of August. And we are on day 27. Some people say, hooray, it's the end. I say, darn, it's the end. It's coming to an end. This has been a lot of fun. It's been great. I still got stories in me, but I am slowly running to the end of my C&D stories as I look over. There's a lot of stuff that I wrote that really wasn't related to C&D or stuff that I could relay on this show about getting sick, feeling better, modems blowing up, all kinds of stuff that is not pertinent to our relationship as it developed. I did include the pictures. If you haven't seen the Dog Days of Podcast, the DDOP Peeps Facebook group, I put one of the originals from 87 of our dating picture that turned engagement picture. And I also put one that we got for our church directory just a couple months ago. So you can see what we looked like before and after. And maybe, who knows, we'll get another one in 30 years or so. That is all online for you to enjoy. If you so do so, go to Facebook and look for the, what did we call it? The DDOP Peeps, something like that. You'll find it easy enough. This is for August 27th, which means it's day 27. I may have already said that. I apologize about that. And the news today, this is Sunday, so it was a church day. Donna went to do choir. She sang very beautifully in the choir. I got to sit in the crowd rather than in the sound booth. It was not my week to do. Very unusual that I'm at church and not doing sound, because if I'm not there, I'm usually on a trip or something. But it's worked out real well. I did confer with the other sound technician on a few things, because we got a new mic, a new mixer, and we're doing a few things with mics and whatnot. So we talked shop for about 5-10 minutes before the service started. And then I met a bunch of new people. I like meeting new people, so I move around from seat to seat when I do get to sit with the civilians, I'll call them. And I met George and Gail, who sat to my right. George is easy to remember because that's my dad's name. I also met Jan and John to my left, and a few other people. Our old friends from Appleton who have moved here, Scott Tyler and his wife. They drove up for the service. They're thinking about joining the church, which is real nice. Bit of a drive for them, about 35 minutes from their house. And afterwards, we had what we called a connection. It's sort of a fancy way of getting people to volunteer for different committees and whatnot. You want to be part of the men's breakfast. You want to be part of the What Would Jesus Brew, which is a homebrew / Bible study group. I mean, there's lots of creative ways that they work this stuff in. So Scott and Ann got to meet a whole bunch of new people. I did my best to introduce them to people we know without overwhelming them and say, hey, they're new. They're looking at potentially joining, et cetera, et cetera. So it was a good Sunday morning. Then I came home and napped for about 2 hours. I needed to catch up because this next week is going to be a killer with trip to Santa Clara and then Dragon Con, so I want to be as fresh as possible. I did manage to lay my hands on a good chunk of the Dragon Con stuff. I got my new man purse. I posted a picture of that also to the Dog Days group. I needed something a little smaller than a backpack because I don't want to haul the laptop around, but yet something that I can set down and it will stand up. I have an older laptop bag that would have kind of worked, but it's gotten old and the internal ribs and whatnot have fallen apart, so it just kind of flops there. And I was like, no, that's no good. So I found something on Amazon, which it was about 20, 25 bucks. Not too bad. Nice canvas thing that it perfectly fits. The case for the H6 and all the accessories perfectly fits in there, but I don't know if I want to fill it up with just the H6. If I take it out of the case, I can get a few more things in there. But I'm debating that, because if I do audio interviews, all I really need is my Rode Reporter microphone, which also fits in the bag, with a connector called the iXLR, which goes from XLR into the Lightning port on the phone. So I that's what I used for the Jill Tarter interview, and I think it works great. It's got good sound quality. I don't know that I need the H6. I like it as a toy. It's a nice status symbol, a nice show-off thing. If we do a group interview or anything and everybody's got, you know, maybe for the group recording that we do when we all gather around and do our dog days closure, maybe, I don't know. I'm on the fence about that. I have to decide in the next 48 hours or it's not going with me. So that needs to be decided. We had a planning session. Craig and Clinton and I recorded one of our new podcasts, The Topic is Trek. You can find that at thetopicistrek.com. If you're into Star Trek, we encourage you to listen. Appreciate that. And go there, have fun. We got that. And then we had a discussion about the Dragon Con planning. We've got our live show coming up on Friday night. Technorama and Comedy Forecast in the Hilton Galleria 6. That's kind of in the basement. 7 p.m. on Friday. Hope to see you there. Looking forward to that. We got a lot of fun. Some familiar stuff, some new stuff. We were laughing really hard. And when that happens, it's usually a good sign that you will laugh as well. So we're looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. I want to give a shout out to somebody I didn't know was listening. That's my nephew, Travis. Travis and I share a birthday. That's my brother Vince's son. And I got a voicemail on Google Voice, which I don't really use my Google number too much, but I now have it forwarding to my regular phone. He called me up and left me a message this afternoon, and he didn't hear that Julie was... Well, he heard my daughter Julie is engaged from Travis. He said, hey, I was talking to Travis, and he said, you mentioned Julie's engaged on your podcast. I went, uh-oh, I forgot to mention it to the rest of the family. Julie posted it to Facebook, but our family may not have the right connections, or you may not see it at the right time and whatnot, even though Facebook tries to promote things like babies and marriages and whatnot to the top as important news. Somehow they all miss this. So I sent out a mail blast to the rest of my family and said, hey, in case you missed it, Julie's officially engaged. So shout out to Travis. Thank you for passing that on, and thank you for kicking me in the hinder for getting that news to the rest of the family. Good to know at least somebody's listening. besides the other people who are doing podcasts. All right, is that it for the news? That is it for the news. I'll get the rest of the packing done tomorrow, and I will talk to you tomorrow from Santa Clara, California, where hopefully I will have everything prepped and ready to go for the training session I do on Tuesday. But before I go, I have to give my story of the night. My mission for the Dog Days of Podcast is to share with you one story from 30 years ago when my wife and I were just starting dating. And we officially started dating on April 8th. This story comes to you from July 10th, 1987. It has been 30 years since this was written, slightly less since it was printed. The dot matrix paper is a bit yellowed. And this is message number 689, July 10th, 1987, posted at 1:34 Eastern Daylight Time, a.m. What a nutcase I was. The subject is long trip, short drive. Dee has finally got most of her stuff moved into town. She was moving in with my cousin, if you recall. So this is getting all squared away. She is over at her new apartment right now. I just got home and logged in. I'm using a borrowed modem from work. This one is much nicer. It has all the flashing lights and speaker that my other one didn't have. I'm tempted to keep it, but it's about 3 to 4 times more expensive than the one I have right now. Bummer. My regular 1200 baud modem is a Mygent pocket modem. It will actually run off a 9-volt battery and plug right into the serial port of a PC. Pretty nifty. This one is a Ventel 1200 baud. It's a little larger, about 1 inch high, 8 inches across, and 10 inches deep. What a monster. The Mygent is about the size of a pack of 100 cigarettes. I don't know why I use that as a... I didn't smoke. I never have. I don't know why that was a reference. Anyway, they both work fine with the K-Pro. The K-Pro Beast for a terminal. I used a... Oh, I forgot about that. The K-Pro 4. Craig and I helped dismantle that, and the motherboard is hanging on my wall in the studio. That used to be the way I would dial into the bulletin boards from home. Made a great terminal. The application, I remember the app was called MEX, the Modem Executive. It was a CPM operating system. Okay, if anybody is not in their Wayback Machines right now, we'll read on. Anyway, back to the DNC story. We got her all moved in tonight, so Dee, my cousin, and I went to the tourist park to go swimming, and then we headed over to the roller rink. I wanted to introduce my cousin to another friend who wanted to meet her. I have never played matchmaker before, but since Jay, my cousin, tried to set me up last fall with a friend of hers, I could at least return the favor. Side note, this is actually says side note. This is not one of my verbal side notes. Side note, the girl who Jay tried to set me up with is now the third girl living with Jay in the DNK apartment. JDNK apartment. I'm trying to remember who that was. Huh. Nothing ever became of my affection for Kay, but it's rather ironic that all three of them are now together. After going to the rink, we went up to Nagani to watch the Pioneer Days fireworks. At the first stoplight, there was a serious car wreck between a Chevy Citation and a Plymouth Champ. Gives you a time frame on the cars. It looked like someone was trapped in the Champ. Should hear about it on the news or in the paper tomorrow. We got back to Dee's apartment where Kay and some of her friends were prepping to go to the Alibi, a.k.a. the dive that I read about a few nights ago. Jay didn't want to go, so it was down to Dee, Jay, and I. These initials are getting confusing. Jay went to bed, so Dee and I spent a nice quiet evening on the couch. Then about 1 a.m., she took me home. That old 36-minute ride to Chatham is a thing of the past. It's now a 5-minute ride down Washington Street and up the hill. We can stay as late or as early as we like, using our own discretion, of course, and nobody will say anything. We don't have to worry about using mega gas in travel anymore. Lots of things are going to change. I like this situation already. Well, I better get snoozing if I want to be with Dee all day tomorrow. Good night, and happy hunting. McCoy out. There you have it. That's the news for August 27, 2017, from the Wayback Machine, from July 10th, 1987. I have got a few more things to do for work tomorrow. It's going to be a short work day because I've got travel. Like I said, and I will talk to you from Santa Clara, New Mexico, not New Mexico, Santa Clara, California, with more C&D stories. Bring in the red folder and the old faded dot matrix printouts. Talk to you then. Until then, have fun, take care, keep listening. Bye.